podcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is TDF Radio.
Fucking A.
TDF Radio broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Inside the Monte Carlo Hotel and Casino.
Though this is not sponsored nor known of by the Monte Carlo.
They did see me checking in with a mixer in my hand.
Well, we'll take that as permission.
I agree.
We'll take it as permission. We're doing a short podcast tonight.
The ladies are waiting downstairs. They're like, get the fuck over with
They're
this.
They're just hurry up with this thing already.
Yeah. So far, it's been a good trip.
It's been a really good trip.
I got in about 5 p.m. yesterday.
We got in about 10, and we took the back roads. We may have hit a few mice on the way. I saw a coyote eating something over there. Probably a dead hooker.
I hope so. That's the only thing buried out there in them holes in the desert.
It was great. I mean, we said it on the last one. We're a little bit older now, and we can't necessarily do as much as we were doing before.
We're both wearing collared shirts. I mean, this is kind of a little too much for me almost.
This is a mature podcast.
Mature.
However,
we're actually rated mature by Apple for the iTunes store or whatever. Like I put it in. I was like, oh, mature audiences only.
Clearly.
Yep. Explicit lyrics, motherfucker.
So we were driving out here and.
Holy shit. I think we moved something right there. Oh, there we go. I think I accidentally my cord for my microphone or whatever hit the main mix. Made it a little louder than normal. Sorry about that, guys.
Oddly enough...
Holy fuck, it's still a little loud.
Oddly enough, it's easier for us to podcast via Skype.
Yeah. This is slightly complicated.
We're here in the same room with an internet connection, one mixer, and...
A tiny-ass laptop.
And somehow it's more difficult.
Yeah, slightly. Also, I think we just don't do this regularly. Like, normally my mixer is just set to the podcast setup. And
right.
Then, you know, I roll in, set up the shit, and then we're fucking good to go, bitch.
Mm-hmm. So we're drinking Bud Lights tonight.
Yep. And by tonight, you mean, I don't know, we started drinking at what, like noon
o'clock?
We
started drinking at noon.
Yeah, noon.
Which is a little late for Vegas, but we started drinking at noon.
Well, we weren't out of the room till like 11. Two different rooms, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'll talk about my room in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I heard. It's like a fucking bloodbath in there.
Literally.
Literally.
But for those of you who don't know us, maybe this is the first podcast that you're downloading via iTunes.
True that.
I am Todd Worthington.
I am James Ridgewood. This is TDF Radio, motherfuckers. You can get our shit, by the way, at iTunes or at tdfradio.com.
Go to our website. We got some good shit on there.
A couple good things.
Full description that I worked very hard for.
Yeah, I wrote some shit on that shit.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Some
shit went on there. It wasn't nothing.
We are an occasional podcast when we feel like
doing
it.
That's accurate. Yeah, whenever the fuck we want to, we're just like, hey, we're getting on this bitch.
And, you know, we drink during... That's the whole bit. That's our bit, is we drink during the podcast.
You might have guessed. We might have had something to drink today. It is conceivable.
We may have been drinking all day.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. So, my wife almost got in a fight with a dude at the pool, like, just a couple hours ago.
Yeah, that was, I was actually getting the bucket of beers during that time, but I heard it was a little sketchy.
It was, so, we're at the Monte Carlo, and, you know, it's mostly adults down at that pool. Mostly.
Mostly.
Homeboy is playing with his kids, and he's doing the cool dad bit of, like, throwing kid, like, way up in the air, right? Great thing to do. Kids love it. He's throwing his kid in the direction of Stacy Skyward.
Yup.
And, we were getting splashed a little bit. And all that she said was, I wish he wouldn't do that here. And I guess he overheard. Homeboy goes, hey man, kid's three, what do you want him to do? Like, it's the kid's fault for getting launched in her direction.
It is the kid's fault. Fuck that kid.
Which I will probably blame my kids for stuff when I do have kids. I'll blame them for shit.
Absolutely.
But this dude was just like, hey man, he's a kid, he's three. And you know how she can fight.
She fights.
I know how to not fight with her.
Yes, I hope so.
I'm like Yoda with that shit.
That makes one of us.
But so she looks over at him and goes, "Hey, I just don't want to get splashed." And like I thought that's where it was going to be left. Dude keeps going. I know one of our listeners, Joe. My buddy Joe, he listens dutifully every time we podcast.
So you're gonna have a text message in like an hour and a half here.
Yeah, he's probably gonna be like, "Hey, thanks for using my name."
Oh, jerk ass.
He has seen Stacy fight before with just a complete stranger. Fight, I mean argue.
Yeah.
This kid was just getting uppity, and she put him in his place.
That's what it has to happen from time to time.
Yeah. So this dude had no clue what he was walking into, and to her credit, she let him slide a bit.
According to you, as in, if you were to do this, you would not be let slide.
Well, as in, if someone is going to walk into, you know, I've walked into the trap before. I've walked into the fight before. Someone else wants to go ahead and do it, go for it, man.
Fuck that guy. Good luck.
I'm sure you've been there before.
I don't fight. I just walk away. It's the way I roll.
I know you've argued with her before.
Of course. But like, then I'm just like, ugh, this is going nowhere.
I'm usually done. I think you're the only one that can really beat her in an argument.
Well, but I fucking give up. It's not worth the effort.
Raymond Ray has fought with her. I've sat by as he's fought with her, and it's been terrible.
I believe that.
It's been absolutely terrible.
I'm sorry, Ray.
But so that kind of went on earlier. To her credit, she backed off. She backed off a bit, and it went.
We just drank the bucket of beers. Sat in the pool. You know, then sat in the spa a little bit. It was good. Those cigars, by the way, I was smelling those cigars. I kind of wanted one. I was like, ooh, cigars.
Well, the night is young, my friend.
I'm aware. It's like fucking 8:20. Yeah.
We will be up significantly later than this.
I'm expecting to be up till at least 3.
Yeah.
I mean, like right now we're at the Monte Carlo. I don't know where we're going to dinner. If we're up towards the win, you know, I got some sports betting tickets to cash and shit.
That's true.
I do.
So James was explaining the sports betting to me last night.
I was totally shit-faced.
Fucked up. He was fucked up, but he was doing
I was
it
like
well.
Sitting in the sports book. I didn't even notice him walk in. I'm just looking up at the numbers, and then he's like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" That pretty much happened to you. I was like, "Oh, hey, what are you up to?"
So I was like, what are these numbers mean?
Yep.
Just to keep the guy entertained to, you know, just keep him talking.
Yeah, so that I didn't fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I was totally not falling asleep, by the way. I was, like, fucking attuned on those numbers.
So what kinds of bets do you have going right now?
The only outstanding bet that I have right now is I have the Chargers to win their division. And this is not a homer bet at all. Like, I'm just as likely to bet for the Chargers as against them. Trust me.
Right.
I know I'm a douche. Whatever. Like, I like money, okay?
Yes.
Like,
clearly.
It's got nothing to do with the Chargers. Love you guys, but, you know, I like money. So I'm going to bet for you guys if I think you're going to win. Anyway.
If I had my laptop right now, I'd be playing some drops that I had pulled from Idiocracy.
Yeah, whatever. I like money.
I like money.
I like money.
Tripping me out.
You're tripping me out. You like sex and money? Anyway. But, you know, I was here last weekend for a bachelor party, which is fucking ridiculous to be in Vegas 2 weekends in a row. Like, it's a little too much for me, and that says a lot. But, you know, I'm staying at the Planet Hollywood, and I see, holy shit, Chargers are 2.6-1. Like, favorites, obviously. You got to lay 2.6-1 to win the division. I was like, man, the rest of this division's fucking pathetic. like fucking Bills pathetic. And, you know, that says a lot considering the Bills just tromped Kansas City like 41-7. But you get the picture. So I dumped like, I laid the 2.6-1. And by later that night, it was 3.5-1. So, just shows they respect my action. Yeah, right.
By the way, thank God the Chargers won.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that the Chargers won and then Kansas City lost actually made my bet, like, fantastic. Now it's ridiculous. Like, it's not even close.
So
now it's, like, 4-1. 4-1 is about the fair odds right now.
You know what the kinds of stuff that Stacey and I have gone through the last couple of years in terms of the stress we've voluntarily entered to in our lives.
Yes.
Okay. So Sunday was like the first uninterrupted game that I was able to watch. You know? Like, I didn't have any other commitments that I needed to tend to. I went to a bar with my brother-in-law and my father-in-law. Ken Skyward, who's been a guest on this show.
Yep. He was over in the desert?
He visited, and we went to a bar, and I can talk about those locals another time. But it was the first time that I was able to watch a Chargers game uninterrupted, no other commitments, and in the first 10 seconds...
15, actually.
We lose Nate Kading to a torn ACL and drop 7 points.
Percy Harvin's the shit, by the way. Love you.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, it was fucking depressing.
It was terrible. It was absolutely
You're like, holy shit,
terrible.
Is this a repeat of last year?
Is
what
this,
the fuck?
Like, do I need to cheer for another team?
I know. No, come on, Chargers.
Those are the questions that run through a man's mind.
True.
I've been through, you know, it's fucking Moses, you know? I've been leading, you know, through 40 fucking years in the desert, and I go... Hey, I get to do this now. Is this the promised land?
You don't got to bring up a Jew thing.
I don't have to, but I just did.
Okay.
I know I don't have to. All right. So we had set lofty goals for ourselves during the last podcast. We said, yeah, we're going to do one in between when we go to Vegas.
False.
Didn't happen. And then between us, James and I were texting each other, emailing, going, all right, we got to prep. We got to do some show prep.
We talked for like 15 minutes in the pool.
Right.
I'd say that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Good enough. But we didn't prep a show.
Nope, nothing. You know, I think there's something on the wave. I feel like I should pull up the wave because I think I talked. I think I had something up there, like...
Oh, yeah. That's right. Our resort fee does actually cover internet. $15 a day,
yeah.
Monte Carlo.
Whatever, man. Pays for the pool and the internet. I'd say internet's worth a good $5 a day.
Are you? Have you used the internet?
Yes, dude. I had to check the fucking lines, of course. Duh.
So, we're pulling up the wave now on Monte Carlo's internet.
On my, like, 9-inch screen laptop, by the way.
I didn't know that you had this.
Yeah, dude.
What is this?
I mean, it's a Dell Mini 9.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of old. It was sort of dying a little bit, and I was like, oh, maybe I should get a new one. But then in the end, I like, the RAM went bad. Like, I was able to test it. This shit is very hard to test the fucking components. Like, I don't want to get too technical here. I'll give you, like, the 15-second technical. So, to boot off of something else, you have to have legacy USB support enabled. But if you have legacy USB support enabled, you can't run the memory tester, the built-in memory tester. So I had to run a user space memory tester. Anyway, I found out the memory was bad and fucking replace it. Now the computer runs fucking
seconds.
Fucking
he
awesome.
Actually did it. Ladies and gentlemen, he actually did a 15-second explanation of it.
You had some shit about the Wright brothers, which seems gay a little bit.
Oh, no. These dudes built a replica of the Wright brothers airplane and killed people.
Oh, it killed people?
Yeah, it fucking killed people.
Awesome.
That's a legitimate news story.
Okay. I take back everything I said.
Yeah. No, they built an exact replica and then took people up and then killed, like, everybody on board. Because
awesome. Glorious.
Guess what? The Wright brothers' plane, if you didn't see from that footage, didn't fly very well.
No, it didn't. But how did it actually kill anybody? Because it wasn't going that fast.
I don't know.
I was talking about how Netflix streaming, which I like apparently just got, I'm like way behind the fucking times apparently, is the shit. And Raymond is like, oh, there's nothing good on there. Fuck it.
We've been off and on Netflix streaming. We got on it before we had the Wii. And so we did Netflix streaming through that initially. Liked it, watched a couple shows, and then We stopped using it, so we cut it.
Yeah.
Then we decided the other, like, last month, we said, let's watch Lost again. Because Lost is a fucking badass show. So
false.
We started watching the... what?
False.
It's another issue. I don't think we have got time for that.
Nope.
But so we started watching...
I gave it 8 episodes, and then I was like, this show sucks ass.
Really?
And then I gave up. I cut my losses early, though.
Fascinating.
Yep.
Well, we started rewatching it, and then the prices went up on Netflix, everything.
Yeah.
And so we cut it.
Yeah. The Netflix thing is actually really interesting. Like, they're raising prices because basically they're, you know, they got to deal with the content providers, you know, MGM, you know, Stars and all those fucking guys.
I don't think people realize that.
That shit is going through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix is going to have to probably raise prices again.
Yeah.
Because the cost of that shit is going sky high.
I don't think that people realize that. That, like, they're paying for licensing.
Yeah.
They're paying, you know, all that shit that you got to pay for in order for, you know, millions of people to watch a movie.
Yeah. It's expensive.
And so
Netflix basically got a deal because they were like, oh, who's this Netflix guy? Like, you know,
right.
Who are they? Fuck them. We'll give them, like, we'll let them stream this shit. Nobody's going to watch anything. And then Netflix got really big, and now a bunch of people watch it. And so these content providers want a bunch of money. Like,
yeah.
Instead of, like, $80 million, they want, like, $1.2 billion. Okay?
Oof.
Shit is getting big.
Real big.
Yeah. Those numbers there, I mean, I thought I heard them. They could be inaccurate. But whatever. Like, shit is getting increased by, like, factors of 30. Okay? So, like... yeah. Netflix's costs went up. Those costs are going to be passed on to the consumer.
If we can, I think we should do the booze break.
No booze break.
Okay. Well, that's what I had pulled that song.
I mean, we'll just play a song.
Well, yeah, I want to play a song because I need to pee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
So make it a booze break.
Piss break. I mean, there's no place to get booze from. Like,
right.
We have these beers that are like half done. I have this other beer that I just finished, and then those are the only beers here.
But what I'd like to do is do booze/piss break.
Yeah.
And then talk about the German tears.
Oh, the German tears. Excellent.
And then we'll wrap. Because that way the
I got to talk a little bit about gambling, but then, yeah, then we'll wrap.
All right.
Gambling will take like 1 minute. No big deal.
Gambling 1 minute, German tears for like 5.
Okay.
And then we're going to go meet up with the ladies for dinner.
Yep.
All right, so why don't
I'm hoping steak, but, you know, you never know with these ladies.
Dude, the Hangover Cure Burger.
That was good, man.
It was good.
It encompassed three food groups. Three of the four.
Yes.
It had bacon, it had meat, and it had egg. That is three of the four critical food groups.
Yeah.
Like, you should get some of those every day.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. Let's do the piss break.
Okay. Are you plugged in or whatever? Oh, no. I have the song here.
Yeah.
Haha.
Victory. I'm gonna mix it up.
Turn that shit down.
It's down.
Yeah, this shit, this is a little bit ghetto because we're, like, doing shit weird. Okay. Yeah. Now what if I told you my city was the best, and my city was a threat to the rest? And my city was a threat to the rest.
This city is my city, and I love it. Yeah, I love it. I was born and raised here. I got it made here. And if I have my way, I'm gonna stay.
City was the best, and my city was a threat to the rest. Yes. But you can't rest inside my city. My city's so cold if you ain't dressed. And what they accept, I had a right address. Parts of my city, certain colors can't step. And sadly, I'm talking about the color of your skin. Time my brother can't let you in. Cause the property value might go down to a level that's economically unacceptable and socially taboo for us to live around you, huh? Is this what it's down to? Root for the same team. Maybe I had the same dream, not the same reality. Actually, mine's is a bad education and gentrification. Despite all the above, I love this city. Oh, it's my city. Oh, I love it.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. That was Patrick Stump, This City.
Hopefully Island Def Jam Records doesn't listen to the podcast.
Don't fucking sue us, all right? We threw a shout out. You guys are cool.
Patrick, I am a big fan of Patrick Stump.
All right. Yeah. I see that officially TDF Radio is following that guy on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, is like, dude, we get permission to play your shit a little bit. Like, not a lot. We're not going to fucking pirate your shit that hard. But, like, boom. Yeah. We get permission.
We're not, you know, putting it out there for you to, like, freely download. You got to listen to the whole shit. Our whole shit in order to hear the song anyway.
Agreed.
Real quick story. Woke up this morning in the Monte Carlo.
Yep.
And found either blood or shit stains on the bed,
Now, why didn't you notice that last night?
Well, we went to bed about 4:30, 5 in the morning. It was just like, get in bed, go to sleep. We discovered it this morning when we got out of bed. And, you know, you pull the comforter, you pull the sheets back. And at the foot, it was underneath, like, the base of where the comforter is. And it was just, like, across the whole thing. Filthy.
Probably a lot of fucking going on in that bed.
Probably a lot of, like, disgusting kind of fucking going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't call it disgusting, necessarily, to have sex with a woman while, you know, it's her time of the month.
No, I don't know that's what was happening.
Oh, okay.
The pattern was not indicative of such activity.
Okay.
But
I would just call that a fact of nature.
Right.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate that, you know, it clearly they washed our sheets and then just put them back on the bed.
Yep. At least they were washed.
They go, the lady, the housekeeping person that I spoke to, I relayed this story and she goes, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, gambling.
Yeah. So, by the way, I'm going to post this to the Twitter in a second, but, I intend to, like, literally go downstairs and bet the under in the Chargers game. 53.5. I think you can get it in neg 110 if you're in Vegas or online. That's what Pinnacle was offering last I checked. But in general, 54 points. Now, I might eat my fucking words here. It could happen. I don't think it's going to happen in the Chargers game. I think the Chargers game, I mean, obviously, I'm rooting for, like, a 20-17 Charger victory.
Right.
But just don't see that game being high scoring. Not as high as not super high.
Honest opinion? Are they gonna win?
No.
Eh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Even if Oakland can somehow manage to beat the Bills, which by the way, the Bills are favored. Yeah. I expected to see the Bills favored maybe two games this season. But yeah. After they're fucking trouncing of the Chiefs, like the fucking bloodbath of the ages over there. By the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you are the fucking man right now. I mean, you're probably getting all the Buffalo chicks, but
I bet you there's some hot ass in Buffalo.
I've been to Buffalo, actually. The women were not as bad as you expect. I went to a Charger game in Buffalo with Ray. We drove out. True story. Anyway, Buffalo fucking won. It was pathetic. Anyway.
I bet the ladies are more comfortable looking in Buffalo.
I would tend to agree with that.
Like, if you went to Buffalo, you'd go, these women...
Homely.
These women like gravy on things.
Whereas people in California are like, ooh, no gravy.
Can I get a balsamic vinaigrette on
that?
Can
I get that without fries?
Women in Buffalo are saying, it's fucking cold out. I need
Can you put some barbecue sauce on that?
On your salad, ma'am?
Absolutely.
Well.
Can I get some Dunkin' Donuts coffee with that?
As a...
I don't know. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I just remember sort of being in Buffalo and having some Dunkin' Donuts. Whatever. It didn't come out as well as I expected it to. All good. But yeah, so under 53.5, that's my bet of the week while I'm in Vegas.
There you go.
I mean, if I make it up to the win, there'll be a lot more bets because they're sort of retarded with the teasers and they're going to get ravaged, but that's sort of dependent on what happens.
We're going to try and make it to the win tonight, I think.
Whatever. No big deal.
We do have to go eat, though. Because really, the foundation is, I think the foundation is wearing thin.
I don't think we've eaten anything since the hangover burger.
I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either. So I could definitely go for like a fucking steak.
Yeah, we got to eat something big.
Yeah.
Substantial.
All right.
Because it's going to keep going for a while.
I hope so.
So this is our, TDF Radio podcast for Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're right at like the time that we wanted to finish up. Perfect. Flawless victory. Within fucking 7 seconds.
The ladies are going to be happy about that.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, like, we had to fumble around a little bit getting this shit set up. Anyway, whatever. Fuck it.
Yep. So let's fire this up.
Yeah.
So... So normally, I would have a James Ridgewood drop at the end of this song.
No James Ridgewood drops today.
See, we're slurring our words
already.
TDF Radio is fucking in force.
My beer's done. You still got like probably one eighth.
We got a little bit here.
I'll pound that shit. Yeah, that's the end of that beer.
So. Like we normally say at the end of the at the very tail end of the show, since we don't have the drop, let's get it clean here. Yeah, would you like to say it now? Do you want to do it live?
What are we going to do live? Exactly.
Hold on, I'm going to cut your mic for a second. Listen to the song for a minute.
I know that's, I mean, I know you drop that all the time, but I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're
like
going to.
It's from a previous show. It's almost like.
You're going to do it live and you're going to do it clean.
All right.
It's going to be great.
All
right. So right now. We're going to enjoy Cobra Starship.
You guys are the shit from like 4 years ago. Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you ever make another album?
No, they did.
I got a text message, by the way.
You know who that's
from. I know exactly who that's from. Where the fuck are you guys? Actually, it's Are You Guys Almost Done?
Ah, good.
Yes.
You can tell her that she made it on the show.
Boom.
Before the show ends, do we have any Vegas recommendations really quick?
I mean, we haven't been there yet, but Fatburger?
Fatburger? The Bottomless Happy Hour?
We didn't talk about the German Tears.
We didn't talk about
the
German Tears.
The Cosmopolitan is the German Tears because it's fucking owned and operated by Deutsche Bank. True story.
Wikipedia that shit.
Yeah, Wikipedia that shit. The Cosmopolitan. Oh.
So, for James Ridgewood, I'm Todd Worthington, Raymond Ray, Stacy Skyward. TDF Radio is out, and we'll see you next time.
You can beat off after the show. We don't care.